From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. For a third day in a row, anti-Iranian government protesters took to the streets and were met with counter-protests in the capital of Tehran. The protests occurred as Iranian authorities issued another warning Saturday against illegal gatherings. Protesters say they are fed up with the country's stagnant economy, which includes a 12.4% unemployment rate. U.S. President Donald Trump continues to condemn the arrests of peaceful protesters through Twitter. Hundreds of thousands of law enforcement, military, and security officials will be deployed in cities around the world to keep New Year's Eve revelers safe as they gather to welcome 2018. In the United States, New York City officials announced they will use two-step screening, snipers, street closures, and specially trained dogs to secure Times Square, as an estimated 2 million people gather to watch the annual ball drop at midnight. A suspect is in custody for Wednesday's bomb blast in St. Petersburg, Russia. Russian news outlet Interfax is reporting the organizer and direct perpetrator of the blast in St. Petersburg was arrested during a special operation by the FSB. Wednesday's blast from a homemade bomb injured at least 13 people. Militant group Islamic State claimed responsibility. Russian President Vladimir Putin called the attack an act of terrorism. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government has ordered telecommunication providers to cut internet and SMS service across the country. This is ahead of planned anti-government demonstrations. For all the latest news, visit us online, and you are listening to VOA News. The world's largest journalist organization says at least 81 reporters were killed on the job this year, and that violence and harassment against media staff has skyrocketed. In its annual report, the International Federation of Journalists says the number of deaths as of late December was the lowest in a decade, down from 93 in 2016. However, more than 200 journalists remain in jail around the world. General Secretary for IFJ Anthony Bellinger.
We have more than 250 journalists in jail, and two-thirds of these journalists are in Turkey. And it's for this reason it's very important to recall to your public, don't forget Turkey, because it's the most important jail, most important prison in the world.
Bellinger said 160 journalists remain jailed in Turkey. A powerful Afghanistan governor returned to office Saturday and chaired an official meeting in violation of a presidential decree that ousted him from his post earlier this month. Adam Mohammed Nur, who governed northern Balkh province for 13 years, has from the outset rejected his dismissal as illegal. The escalating political uncertainty comes as the United States and its allies step up military efforts in support of Afghan forces as they try to counter the Taliban insurgency and the Islamic State. Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and soul-surviving B.G. Barry Gibb were awarded a knighthood Friday in Britain's traditional Queen Elizabeth's New Year's honors. Ringo joined the Beatles as a replacement drummer for Pete Best in 1962. His advice for aspiring musicians, never give up.
The only thing I ever say to musicians is keep playing. That's what I did. I played, I worked in a factory. I left the factory to play a three-month gig, didn't know where my life would go, and look where it went.
Barry Gibb, the British musician who co-founded the Bee Gees with his brothers Robin and Maurice, is also getting a knighthood. There's new hope for ailing parts of Australia's Great Barrier Reef, assisted reproductive technology. Researchers have been capturing coral spawn and rearing millions of them in large tanks. Professor Harrison from Southern Cross University has been collecting the coral spawn off Heron Island on Australia's Great Barrier Reef. He says these are the first experiments using larval restoration technique on the Great Barrier Reef. It currently faces many threats, including climate change and pollution. I'm Jim Bertel reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.